You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, and I am celebrating a character with absolutely no fashion sense. I pretty much missed out on Colin Baker's Doctor as a teenager. I only knew of him from Starlog. What kid didn't read Starlog back in the 80s? I remember learning enough about him to get the idea that he was supposed to be brash and tasteless, and when my friend the costumer would complain about Colin Baker's amazing Technicolor barf coat, I remember thinking, well, isn't that the point? Now, later on, I've had the chance to watch some Colin Baker episodes and listen to some Big Finish audios, and I find myself agreeing with Stephen from Radio Free Scarrow and the Chronic Hysteresis. He is reviewing the Colin Baker era right now, and he talks about how John Nathan Turner and Eric Saward and Colin Baker were all, in a way, trying to push Doctor Who past a point that audiences were willing to take it. Colin Baker's Doctor is brash, emotional, peevish, operatic almost, in a way that resonates with me somewhat. You know, I'm a big fan of this operatic, insane Russell T. Davies era of Doctor Who, for example. I don't think people were ready for that. And then I've listened to the recent Lost Stories, particularly Leviathan, which I reviewed with Trevor on DWO WhoCast 168. And for a brief moment there, the Sixth Doctor was my favorite Doctor because he was so passionate. In that performance, not over the top, but indomitable. The Doctor has always been an eccentric character, but somewhat understated, even in that eccentricity. The Sixth Doctor was not understated at all. He had a very high opinion of himself, but he also felt deeply and was one heck of an indomitable, action-packed hero. I really do appreciate that about the Sixth Doctor, even though he may not have been right for the times, or a walking symbol of everything that was excessive about the 1980s. I like to think of the Sixth Doctor as the most himself of the 10 incarnations we've had so far. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for March 24th. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. or on the iTunes Store. And of course, there's Twitter and Facebook, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for listening.